It was a unanimous 6-0 vote accepting Bedden's resignation. It would have been 7-0, but board president Stephen Jones was out of town. Jones helped lead the anti-Bedden board campaign recently. Trustees against him became a majority, with newly elected board members Lee Mosty, Randy Randall, and Norma Gonzalez. That left Vice President Larry Stipes to read the prepared statement, which said Bedden could now look for a new job and let the board hire another superintendent.
The board and Dr. Bedden have entered into the agreement, believing it is in their respective best interest in order for the board to pursue a different philosophical direction for the district.
But there was no mention of what those philosophical differences were. The only other trustee to publicly comment was Valerie Jones. She voted to hire Bedden 3 years ago when he became Irving ISD's first African-American superintendent.
It saddens me to vote for this tonight. Dr. Bedden, thank you. My deepest thanks for you and Ava for moving your family across America to join us here in Irving. I wish you God's best blessings.
Mary Ricciarte, whose child just graduated from Irving High School, was a little sad too, even though she expected it. She said this board had already signaled its intentions.
I don't think it's a good idea. I think they should have kept him a little bit longer. He's done good. I don't think they've given him the opportunity to really perceive what he had in mind.
Whatever he had in mind, Bedden won't do it in Irving ISD. His contract pays $248,000 a year, and it was recently extended into 2017. The district said it would release the agreement Friday. KERA asked for details under the Texas Public Information Act. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.